We like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Thankful for what we've been able to feel thus far. You pray for us tonight. I don't know altogether what we're going to do. We got a verse that we're going to read you tonight. Just trust that the Lord will send what's needed most of all. You know, there's a lot of things that crosses your heart and your mind, and especially if you hadn't got anything just settled, you'll think of, well, you'll think of everything. That's what you'll do. Just trying to get settled on something. And then sometimes when you get settled, you get to wondering if the Lord's in it or is it just you? That's the way it is, I reckon. Well, it is me, anyway. I'm going to read you one verse tonight. I could read in several different places as far as reading, but we're going to try our best to just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I'm going to read out of the book of Revelation, the 10th chapter, the 7th verse. The 10th chapter, the 7th verse. Now this verse goes with several other verses, but this is this is what we got, so you just bear with us for just a little bit. May not do nothing but read tonight. I really do want to do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Seventh verse, 10th chapter, says, "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets." Now there's a good bit in this verse. There's a good bit that hinges on this verse, as he makes mention here, but none of that, I don't guess, is what's on our heart tonight. But now this verse is a special verse to me. Always has been. And to me, it's a pivot. It's a pivot. In other words, it tells you about, if you'll read this chapter, it'll tell you about what was just said. And it'll confirm what was prophesied by the prophets. So I'm going to just bear with me. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know which way to maybe go this evening, but I do have a thought. Got a thought. we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. Now, it may take me a minute, so you just bear with us. There's a lot going on, I guess, in our hearts and our minds. Not that we know very much, but I want you to think about the last part of this verse. It says, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Now I begin to think about the scripture as a whole, not just this verse and not just what he's saying in this verse. And I'm not going to get into this verse as a verse altogether, but I've got to lay a little bit of a foundation, I guess, before I can get started. But this verse, it says here, now the mystery of God, if you go back and study about the mystery of God, that's exactly what he's talking about in this verse. You can go back into the book of Corinthians, and you can go in Ephesians, and you can go in Galatians, and you can go back into the Old Testament. You might say, well, preacher, the Old Testament don't have nothing to do with this verse. Well, it has a good bit to do with this verse if I read the scriptures right. The Bible says, and I'm going to say this, the scripture says there's no prophecy that is of any private interpretation. Any private interpretation. The men of God of old spake as God moved them and moved upon them, and they prophesied. And prophecy, my friend, is a foretelling. He's talking about something that is yet to come. Foretelling. And the prophets, the Bible says that the law and the prophets were until John. Were until John. And then, my friend, and even when Jesus walked on the face of this earth, they understood prophets, and they understood prophecy, and they called him a prophet. Did they not? They called him a prophet because that's what they was used to. That's what they had had in the Old Testament, was the prophet. Now, the scripture says, and if this is true, I believe it to be true, but if this is true, the law and the prophets were until John. And it says, since then, the kingdom of heaven is preached, and men press into it. Now, so it's a pivot point. It's a pivot. Now, you're in the book of Revelation here, and you say, preacher, he's talking about prophecy yet to come. Not so. Not so. He used this as an illustration, and he's telling us, my friend, that this verse is coming to pass when the seventh angel or the seventh trumpet sounds. Prophecy. Prophecy. It was prophesied that these things would come to pass. Now, I know tonight you might say, preacher, that's way over yonder, and I don't care a whole lot about prophecy, and I don't care a whole lot about what's going on. Well, you ought to. We believe, and it's one of our articles of faith, we believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament are the Word of God. Now, if it's the Word of God, it ought to mean something to us. But brethren, he gave them prophets things that they prophesied that in that day they had not come to pass, but they were coming to pass. And Jesus Christ, whether you have it or not, my friend, fulfilled all the law and all the prophecy. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm not going to split hairs with you tonight, but there's a lot of people that believe that the prophecy that they prophesied is yet to come. That is false. That will not hold water. My friend, they prophesied of a better day. Something that was coming that had not yet been. And brethren, Jesus, when he came into this world, brought that had never been, Daniel. That's exactly what he brought. He brought a new and a living way. Thank God we ain't under the prophecy. Thank God we was part of the prophecy. Yes, we were. We fulfilled. All the law and all the prophets were until John. I'm going to tell you today, my friend, there is no such thing as a prophet in 2025. Amen. These people, they're still looking for prophets to prophesy. Thank God they already done their job. Yes, I did. I can't help it. It's fresh on my mind. And it's fresh tonight. My friend, just like there's no more a manly priesthood. No, sir. I don't care. I'll say it. I don't care who they put as pope. My friend, there's no such thing as a manly priesthood. It's already been fulfilled. It's already run its course, and it ain't coming back. No, sir. No, sir. We have an high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Yes, sir. Folks, I want you to know you got a direct line to God Himself through Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Brethren, the prophecy that was prophesied, the mystery of God. You gonna think I've lost my mind, but I'm going to be as plain as I know how to be. And the truth of it is simple as the nose on your face. Yes, it is. The mystery of God, my friend, was none other than salvation through our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, sir. That was the mystery. Yes, sir. You go to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. I wouldn't go and get on this, but I can't say what I'm going to say without getting on it. The 11th chapter, if you'll read it, it tells you exactly what was brought when the seventh angel sounded. Yes, sir. It fulfilled the prophecy of the mystery of God. There's no more. Do you know his disciples, as they is walking along, brethren, they began to ask him, they said, when shall these things be? When shall it be that the temple shall be destroyed? They asked him, point blank, when shall the end of these things be? Brethren, it was prophesied, and it was prophecy, and he told them, point blank, he said, you tear this building down, I will build it again in 3 days. Yes, sir. He fulfilled the prophecy. He's the fulfillment of the prophecy tonight. You say, preacher, these things yet to be done. Not so. Not so. I can't preach that to you. I can't preach that, my friend, that God has halfway done something. He fulfilled it in his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, he did. They brought in life. Man didn't have life. Brethren, they didn't live under the jurisdiction of God that me and you do today. No, it's changed. It's changed. It's went from darkness to light. Exactly. He said, for they that have groped in darkness have seen a great light. Yes, sir. Light has come. Brethren, the buzzers went off. Yes, sir. I used to work in a weave shed. Brethren, you couldn't hear nothing but them looms. And we didn't have no bell, but we had one little red light. It is in the center of that building. And brethren, when that red light turned red, everybody left. Gone. Why? Because it was over. Your shift had ended. You could leave. And I want you to know you was tired enough to leave. Yes, sir. You'd know you'd been there. These folks waiting on God to do things, brethren, that already been fulfilled, already prophesied, and thank God he ain't left nothing unfinished. No, he's not. Might not be a shouting message to you, but I want you to know. Now, it was very important. It was very important what the prophets prophesied. Yes, sir. Very important. Them things, my friend, that the Lord had showed them. I read some to you Sunday morning. And I talked a little bit about it Sunday morning. They didn't understand.
They didn't understand everything they was prophesying. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. They hadn't come to the knowledge. Huh? All they could give you, my friend, was what God gave them and let you know it was for a time coming. It's what he told Daniel, wasn't it? Shut it up. Shut it up. It's for a time. Times and a half time. In other words, it's coming. But he told Daniel not to worry, didn't he? He said, don't you worry. He said, you go stand in thy lot at the end of the days when I make up my jewels. Thank God you'll be present. Yes, sir. Brethren, he brought this thing together. Yes, he did. Didn't he show Ezekiel? He showed Ezekiel what it was like with two sticks. Two sticks. He said, take them two sticks and put them in your hand. And brethren, they become one. God ain't got two different churches. He ain't got two different sets of people. Thank God he's got one kind. And that's them that belong to him. You say, preacher, what about them others? They ain't going to be in heaven. And they ain't but two places. I'll say something that J.O. said also. He said a man asked him, said, just where is the lake of fire? Just where is it? He said the Lord spoke to him just that quick. He said, it's anything outside of heaven. Think about it. Think about it. You say, preacher, he's going to build a little over here and they're going to build a little over there. The prophet said so. Yeah, the prophet did prophesy some of them things. But brethren, the prophet prophesied about some things naturally, brethren, that took place spiritually. Yes, sir. Did not Christ himself say, the words which I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Ain't that what he said? He wasn't no prophet. Jesus wasn't no prophet. No, sirree. He wasn't no prophet and he made no prophecy. Read it. You can read it well as I can. He didn't foretell, did he? You know what Jesus preached? Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what he preached. Yes, sir. That's what he taught them. And he showed them more times than once. And he told them disciples more than once. He said, you will not understand right now. Why? Why couldn't they understand, folks? Because they were still blind. That's why. They couldn't see. They looked through a glass darkly. Exactly what they done. They could see images. They could see things moving, but they could not tell the exact thing that's going on. It took the Spirit. It took the Holy Ghost. That's what it took. Peter. Wasn't nothing wrong with Peter. You say, preacher, He denied the Lord three times. If you'd been in his position, reckon how many times you'd have denied him. He did deny him three times. And Christ told him he is going to deny him three times. And he said, not so. Ain't that what Peter said? Not so. I'll not deny you. Huh? It come down to the nitty gritty, my friend. And when Peter was put on the spot, he denied him. Yes, sir. And he was in sight distance of Jesus when he is in the judgment hall. Yes, sir. And when he denied him that third time, you know what happened? The Bible says the cock crew. And Peter set his eyes, and Jesus set his eyes on him, and he went out and wept bitterly. Amen. Did he not? Amen. Yes, sir. Peter didn't think he'd deny him. Folks, had it not been for the Holy Ghost, had it not been for that Comforter that come down on the day of Pentecost, my friend, Peter would not have had an opportunity. Amen. Me, you wouldn't either. Amen. It's what Christ said, was it not? He said, I go away. He said, it's needful that I go away. Needful. Brethren, they followed him by sight. Yes, they did. When he got out amongst them, he rose over there. Where did Peter and all of them go? Fishing. Didn't they? Went a fishing. You know why they went fishing? They didn't know nothing else to do. Amen. Amen. Woo! Absolutely. They was things, folks. You may not understand this, but it talks about light, and it talks about darkness, and it talks about a day that was neither dark nor light. When Jesus walked on the face of this earth, my friend, he was the light. But brethren, that light had not yet been revealed. There was much darkness in the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, there was. And it was partially light and partially night. Preacher, there ain't no such thing. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the scripture says, even when he hung on the cross, that it turned dark. That was prophesied, was it not? Prophecy being fulfilled. His death was prophesied. His resurrection was prophesied. His betrayal was prophesied. Brethren, and even it said that he had no beauty nor comeliness about him that we should desire him. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we accounted him as stricken, smitten of God. That's exactly what men thought about Jesus. And it was not a bright day. That light hadn't yet come. It's coming. It's coming. But it hadn't yet had appeared. Hadn't appeared. Bible said that Christ spent about 40 days with them, 500 of them or more, and done many infallible truths. Many infallible truths. Preacher, what was them for? That they might realize he was the Christ, the anointed one to come, the Messiah. Prophesied, folks, prophesied that he had come. As early on as in the early parts of the book of Genesis. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, not so. Why does the scripture say that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? Yes, he was. It's hard for us to understand sometimes why some of these things took place like they did. And we get sidetracked a lot of times thinking that there's prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. I had a person ask me, it ain't been 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks ago, and was talking and asked the question, said, well, they building the walls over in Jerusalem. What do you think about that? I said, it has nothing to do with what Christ has done.
Amen.
It's exactly what I told them. I'll tell anybody else the same thing. Won't you, Crafton? Yes, sir. It has nothing to do. I don't care what they do over there. My salvation's not based on what they're doing over yonder in Jerusalem. No, sir. You say, preacher, there's more prophecy yet to be fulfilled on all such as that. Pardon my expression, hogwash. It won't hold water. It will not. I'm not just bopping my gums tonight. I want you to get the picture, folks, that the prophets had a job to do, and they done it, my friend.
Amen.
Yes, they did. Malachi talked about a day that burned as an oven. Preacher, that's yet to come. No, sir. No, sir, I can't help it. I've got it on. I might as well get it off. How are we supposed to take the scripture that says the law and the prophets were until John? How are you supposed to receive that? Well, preacher, that don't mean that all that prophecy has been fulfilled. What did Revelation say here? He said this thing was winded, this mystery of God was winding up in the seventh trumpet. They were seven seals, they were seven vials or bowls, and they were seven trumpets. And the truth of it is, they all seven, my friend, have been blowed. Fulfilled. To the brim. Folks, we're not waiting on God to do something else for us. Thank God we ought to be living for Him today. Yes, sir. That's our job. That's our commission. That's our mission. If you're a child of God, you're to live for Him. You're to be dedicated to Him. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna back up. I'm gonna take that word ought out. My friend, if you're one of His, you will live for Him. You will dedicate yourself unto Him. And you will seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you don't like that one, you'll love your neighbor just like yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It'll happen. Preacher, I ain't got it in me. You ain't one of his. There's ways of finding out things. Do you know that? You know why when you go to the doctor and there's something wrong with you, and they'll say, well, we need to do this test. Yeah. We need to rule this out. Well, that means another test. We need to figure out what's going on right here. That means another test. They can't tell. They can't tell by looking at you. They can tell and they can look at you. They can look at your fingers and toes and tell whether or not you're really healthy or not. Do you know that? They can do it. It's all they used to do. It's all they used to have. I've had them to look at mine. Yes, sir. Told them what's going on. He said, hold your hands out. Held them things out there and he just looked them over. Listen. We need to get down to the nitty gritty of just who in the world we belong to.
Amen.
It ain't happening part way, folks. You ain't going to be part of a mixture as Nebuchadnezzar had that great image. Part clay, part iron. Was it not? Big old thing. Yes, sir. That, you know what happened to that big old thing? There was a stone hewed out of the mountain come rolling through Babylon, tearing down the kingdoms of this world. Prophecy, folks. Prophecy. Brethren, it happened. And that stone that was hewed out of the mountain was Jesus Christ, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's in Him we live and move and have our being. There's more of Him in us than they are of us in Him. Can I say again, we need to figure out who we belong to. Yes, sir. I don't know tonight. You might think, well, preacher, you just sort of been all over the place. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's where I've been. All over the place. It doesn't mean beans. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't mean beans that the Lord has impressed me, my friend, to preach on certain things. It don't mean a whole lot to anybody in this world except between me and Him. Do you know that? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Mountain View, and you can take it to ever how you want to. Not that I am anything special. I don't want you to think so. But I'll promise you one thing. When the Lord gives a message to a man and he shares it with a congregation, thank God they ought to be some kind of evidence. Some kind of evidence. Thank God that something has been told. Used to, they'd get on the phone. They don't do that no more. They just exploit it. And a lot of them exploit things they shouldn't. Just to be honest with you. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to be a smart aleck about it, but I'm going to say it. I don't want to know your business. Preacher, you're our pastor. I sure am. I'll say it one more time. I don't want to know your business. These things, even your faith, there's a scripture in there that says, hast thou faith? Have it to thyself, and that before God. You want rewards? You have it between you and Him. You see if He won't reward you. Huh? He'll do it, Leroy. He'll pay. He pays dividends. Thank God, He pays interest. Do you know that? A lot of times, most of the time, Robert, He pays you more than you're worth. Glory! Woo! Yes, sir. More than you're worth, my friend. Thank God, but I love payday. Don't you? Ho! Ho! You may not think so, but I'm going to be as quiet as honest as I know how to be. Thank God I got a payment tonight. Ho! Oh, glory, hallelujah! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's 66 books. It's real easy. There's 39 old and 27 new. 3 times 9 is 27. You can take your multiplication and figure that out. Real easy. 39 and 27. And I want you to know something, that we need to know something about the 39. Preacher, that's old, and you've done said, my friend, that there ain't no more prophecy. How in the world you going to know what they prophesied if you don't never read about it? Amen. It's full of nuggets. It is. It's full of gold. It's... truth of it is, it's more precious than gold. It's better than fine gold. Yes, it is. What did he say about wisdom? He said, get her, didn't he? Get her, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. There's something to that. There's something to that, folks. Listen, I don't know. I don't know how many more messages the Lord will ever let me preach. But I'm going to tell you something around Mountain View. You've had it. You've had it. Because I'm eager. I'm eager to give you what God's given me. Oh! Oh! I mean that, Crafton. I really do. I don't want to carry it with me. Ain't going to do nobody no good. Brother Daniel preached the other night over yonder. Where's he at? Evergreen. Evergreen. I told him, I said, I could have got up and helped you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what, Bruce? I ain't the only one in this boat. No, sir. No, sir. I'm glad we got a ways that we can go together. We can. Or we can cross each other if we want to. We can question each other on every item if we want to. I told the church one time, I told them, and I'm in it. You don't have to question me on everything I say. You know what? You can read that book right there. If it ain't in there, I preach to you. I'm the one to preach to you tonight. If it ain't in there, folks, you can come to me. Well, preacher, I've read over here and I've been told this prophecy is yet to happen and that's yet to happen and all such as this. I got news for you. Me and you going to have a long conversation. Yes, sir. Because there's things in there that people says is yet to come that it ain't happening. It ain't happening. I hate it. I might have to be like old Elijah. Didn't he go over there and say he's the only one? Lord, I'm the only one prophesying over here. I'm left alone. Jezebel's after me. It's the truth. Yes, sir. That's exactly what he done. Hadn't been but a day is on that mountain, was he not? Called that rain right out of heaven. Yes, sir. Only one in the scriptures that is recorded, my friend, that he stopped it and he started it back. Yes, sir. He asked the Lord, stop it these years. These years. Yes, sir. I ain't got time to get in all of it. Then he runs over under a tree and has a great big old set down pity party. Is that right? Even the angel come by and visited him. Fed him. He laid right back down. That angel didn't forget him. He come back. Didn't he? Fed him again. Said, arise and eat, for thy journey is too great for thee. He just thought he'd had trouble. Went over and run in a cave, didn't he? Hid himself from the Lord. Big old wind come by. Lord wasn't in it. The Bible says the Lord wasn't in it. That right? Earthquake. Lord wasn't in the earthquake. Fire came down. Lord wasn't in the fire. Then it said, here come a still small voice. You know what? Elijah knowed he's in trouble. You hear that voice? We sang a song. I ain't mentioned it in a long time. Voices. Voices. Far off somewhere. Calling me. Voices. Preacher, I don't hear voices. Well, I'm going to tell you, I do. I've heard him. Hadn't you? It's a wonderful thing to hear the voice of God. Adam went and hid himself. Because the voice, what? The voice of the Lord God came walking in the cool of the day and Adam hid himself. There ain't but one reason you'll hide yourself from him. Three little letters. S-I-N. Some sort, some fashion. That's what it boils down to. That voice began to speak to Elijah, and he said, Elijah, he said, you go over yonder and anoint Jehu to be king over Judah. And you go over there and anoint this other one to be king over Israel. And he said, you go by Elisha and anoint him to be prophet in thy place. Reckon what that told him. He's fixing to leave here. You know, leaving here ain't bad all the time. Hubert, over in the hospital, I'm going to be honest with you. Things wasn't looking good. They really wouldn't. He had done spoke a little, this and that and another, and he looked up at Misty there and he said, "I just don't feel like dying today." I got a kick out of that. I really did. Do you know what? I'm going to say this. I believe you know what he's talking about. I do. I believe you know what he's talking about. Lord could have took him. Huh? Just like that, Jeff? Old Ralph Sr. got down. He's a preacher friend down around home. He got down. I'd go by there and see him every now and again. I'd have prayer with him, and I'd get to praying, Lord, touch his body, heal him, give him what he stands in need of. Ralph over there praying, go home. Who's he listening to? You think about it. It's in us, my friend, to want to keep them as long as we can. It's in us. We didn't want Donnie to leave here. No, we didn't, Jeff. But you know what? Donnie got to the place that she is ready to go home. She is ready to go home. You can tell. My mother died May the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. Her birthday was May the 24th. She told my two sisters in January, she said, "I'll not see you 81. She's 80 years old. Why'd she tell them that, Robert? And she wasn't in bad health, folks, per se. She had some problems, but she wasn't in leaving here. You know what I mean? But little by little, I've said this 100 times. I can't help it. I was here. But the night Frank Owens died, Josie did too. We didn't bury her for a year. Her will to live left. Craft, it left. No. She said he was all I had. She did, Leroy. You know it. She said, "What am I going to do?" Yeah, we want to hang on to him all we can. But I want to tell you something, folks. I believe when Hezekiah got the message that he is going to surely die and not live, I believe it got a hold of his heart. Didn't it? Then he got a hold of God. Did he not? Touched him. And God told Isaiah, said, "You go tell him that I've heard his prayer and I've seen his tear." Said, "I'm going to add 15 years to his life." Don't tell me you can't know what's coming. Huh?
I know. You'll get in a debate and you get to talking about this and that and another. But I believe Hezekiah meant business with God and God meant business with him. And he added 15 years to his life. Listen, folks, this thing's real. It's real. I'm not as hyped up on what all people saying that the prophecy of the scripture teaches. And there's, look, folks, I ain't talking about a lot of times just common folks. We got supposedly smart men, theologians, that's telling a lot of this stuff. Grafton? And I'm going to say this, and I'll tell them the very same thing. I doubt that some of them's had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. No, I ain't finished, but I got to stop in place. We'll leave it with you.